OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
And what is the future?
There's no future, me. It's a lies. Lies and lies and lies.
The Eastern Free State is most often described as postcard perfect, a place steeped in rich natural and cultural heritage. However, a nice view doesn't do much to fill an empty stomach, and many residents seem disillusioned ahead of the forthcoming national election because of issues such as poverty, unemployment, crime, poor service delivery, and corruption. 74-year-old Dina Harafu shared her feelings with OFM while waiting in the queue at a clinic in Mekeleng Township, just outside of Vicksburg.
People are suffering. There's children. Zone 8, Zone 7, they go down to school, Roman school, footed. Some of the parents got no kumbis to take them. Kumbis, 300 rand a month. The children have been raped. No. This time, I can't vote for anybody because it's all lies.
John Ntiso, who runs his own business transporting children to and from school, shares similar sentiments.
Less than a month until we go to the polls. How are you feeling? Are you feeling excited? Are you feeling...
No.
No?
I'm not even going to go to vote.
Really?
I don't see a need for me to go to vote. There's no use.
So you voted in the past and it hasn't made a difference?
Yeah. Still the same. You can see our president, what he's doing. So
Mkandla and Skandla, like they like to say.
How am I going to vote? For me, there's no need. And I'm no longer interested in politics.
Despite first appearances, all is not doom and gloom in the area. In Bethlehem, OFM News spent a few minutes chatting to Wellington Mtokoli, who is an African Studies student at Fort Hare University. He is positive about the progress made to date.
I've liked the racial integration. I've liked the participation of almost everyone in the commanding heights of our economy. Of course, there's many areas that needs to be improved and stuff like that. But to be honest with you, I think the ANC so far has done a very, very good job. And I believe and I agree with your slogan, it has a good story to tell. It has turned around the fortunes of the Rainbow Nation.
So you're looking forward to this election?
I am, definitely. But I know it's a walkover. We can talk and talk and talk, but Amandla...
In the small town of Paul Roo, the mood was celebratory amid the long-awaited launch of a new bulk water system. Dikhlabeng councillor Clem Harrington had the following to say ahead of next month's election.
Ek is baie opgewonde oor die verkiesing wat kom. Ek dink die regering, soos hulle sê, has got a good story to tell. In hierdie stadium wat ons nou hier staan, het etlike jare geneem. Maar hier, kyk na hierdie kwaliteit van die grasoppervlakte. Ek nooi jou uit om deur daai paviljoen te loop. Hierdie plek is een van die enigste stadions in die Vrystaat wat 'n swembad in 'n township het. Die mense sien dit raak.
Sabrina Dean for OFM News in the Eastern Free State.